Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. What's going on, everyone?
Howdy.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Today I am...
Here we go.
Very glad to introduce Papa Smurf to the podcast.
It's Smurfette.
Very glad to have you here. It's Smurfette. Well, very glad to have you here nonetheless. What's been happening this week? Talk us through the hair. Spontaneous decision.
Was.
You don't have to go into mega detail,
Well, it's probably not the worst thing to go into, really. Like, it's the basic white girl approach to mental health breakdown 101. Decided to fuck with my hair. So here we are. Had a bit of a bad streak of mental health over the last fortnight. Very much culminated into a bad experience, I guess, and this is where we're at.
Yes, you went full
basic bitch.
That's the word for it. Yeah. Oh, it looks very good.
Yeah, look, it actually paid out in the end. I decided on it and thought to myself, nah, just fucking do it. You've never dyed your hair a weird color. Like, I, you know, when I was in high school, I went through the whole black hair, obviously, and that was the extent of it. Actually, when I went to prom, I had blonde streaks in my hair.
Blonde streaks?
I've shown you that photo. It's like 17-year-old me with my streaks. So that was the most out there, I guess.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. Well, I took it off the bucket list.
Yeah, I think I might keep it, to be honest. I fucking like it. Well, I was thinking about growing my hair long again, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you do grow it long, then the blue will just stay at the bottom and black will come through.
And it'll be
black and blue. Very cool.
Just like my dick, black and blue.
Black and blue. This week, first of all, welcome to the Pain in the Head podcast. I've already said that, but if you're listening to for the first time, we go over mental health topics. We have a chat to each other, talk a lot of different shit, and then talk about some music as well. So that's kind of what we do. Very excited to get this week's underway. We're recording a bit later again this week than what we usually do, but that's okay. I kind of like recording on an afternoon.
With the Tuesday streak.
Tuesday, yeah, two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday, fuck
two
me.
Two for Tuesday.
Dominoes.
Yeah, there's some great things that happen on a Tuesday. Two for Tuesday.
$2 pots.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Yeah, I don't know if anyone does $2 pots on Tuesdays anymore. I feel like that's a really old thing that I used to partake in.
Think of the past. You can't get anything for $2 these days.
No, Thursday nights was like $5
jugs.
$5 jugs. Man, I spewed in a lot of gardens at the one place. The Queenie, man, the Queenslander used to do fucking $2 pots on Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights was $5 jugs. So it was like Trashy Tuesday and Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday, Trashy Tuesday, yeah.
When I was in Sodomy Squad, the band that I used to be in before Iron Wizards, I was a bass player for them. We had a song, bad song. It's called Preemptive Rape Defense. And it's about a guy that gets date raped by this chick. And so he goes out the next night and preemptively date rapes her. And it's like, one of the lines is like, fuck yeah, Tuesday, let's get shit-faced, off to spend my doll. Down at the local sinking piss, up walked a filthy mole. I think that's how it went.
Okay. Yeah,
it's some bad songs.
I think Tuesday's doll day too. I don't know. No, you speak.
I just like, fuck yeah, Tuesday, let's get shit-faced. That just fucking cracks me up.
On a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Triple M do a two for Tuesday. That's pretty cool. I don't listen to the radio, but if I have to, or I am listening to a radio station, I usually do pick Triple M, and they do two for Tuesday.
Fuck, we'd make good radio hosts.
We would, but there'd either be a lot of editing because we swear way
too much. We'd have to have someone in the room with us on a sensor button. Just
Absolutely.
Actually, they'd just have a double kick for the sensor button.
It would just be going the whole time. But no, Triple M, two for Tuesday. I do enjoy that sometimes. They do no repeat. Oh, they do no repeat work days. It's every day. Mm. But my favorite used to be Almost Acoustic Sunday. I'm a sucker for acoustic stuff. Yeah, and I'm a massive sucker for acoustic things, especially if I like, you know, if I like the song and it's stripped down. I just like the raw part of the acousticness. You know, you don't get that in, like, you know, after the post production, it's all been mixed and
you're raw.
And yes, I said raw, but it's a very common word in the mixing world, I guess, the producing world. Even I have raw files.
Stripped down as well.
Yeah, stripped down.
Set, but it's just a fucking bunch of sweaty nerds in the mixing rooms in the studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to strip you down real good. I'm going to fucking deliver it raw. It's like, whoa.
Oh, we do. Yeah. You mix the wet and dry and the raw all together. Sometimes you can do that. So... anyway, I am talking about mixing technicalities, I promise. Anywho.
I'm not.
Oh, shit. Excellent. I got sidetracked. I just noticed your hair matches the color of my chair, and every time I look at my chair now, I'm going to think about you.
Good.
Yeah, great. Last week we mentioned that we were going to talk about guilt this week, and we didn't really know what that looked like. Turns out there's a fuckload of stuff to talk about when it comes to guilt. So we're going to jump into that.
Yeah.
That seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about guilt, and I guess we'll just crack straight onto it, or as Pestily would say, let's crack right on. Was it in? I don't know. I like Pestily. He's an Australian streamer. Pretty cool. Go check him out if you're into video games.
Crack on.
So I guess the first part would be to talk about what actually is guilt.
What is guilt? Yeah, good start.
The American Psychological Association. That's a fucking intimidating name.
That's a mouthful.
APA defines guilt as a self-conscious emotion, which it describes as reflecting on one's self-worth or self-value. It's characterized by a painful appraisal of having done or thought something that is wrong, and often by a readiness to take action designed to undo or mitigate this wrong. So essentially, it's that feeling you get when you think you may have fucked up and you feel real bad about it and want to do something to fix it. If you don't feel guilt, you're probably a psychopath. Not that you always are going to feel guilt, but in certain circumstances where you should probably feel guilty, if you're not feeling it, then there might be a bit of something going on. A bit of disassociation, a bit of lack of humanity, a bit of lack of compassion.
Well, it may not be guilt. You might feel shame. It's not exactly the same thing as guilt, but it's very, very closely related.
Yeah.
Yes, which is also a negative self-conscious feeling. So
shameful of your actions.
Yeah, when you feel shameful of the actions. Guilt, I think guilt can be, because we're going to go into it, but it's a little bit both, you know, after action and then before action, whereas I think shame is more just after action.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, types of guilt. Before I even started researching this, I didn't think that there was different types of guilt. I thought it was just guilt. It's guilt. I thought guilt was guilt.
Feel guilty about something?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So things like says ethical guilt, where that's driven through internal ethical principles. So that's, well, that's a lot of different things. You can look at laws. Like, laws are kind of a good example there.
Are they?
You know. Well, I mean, you know, you're taught right from wrong as a young age. You know, don't steal the toy off the shelf. You know, that's an easy example to come up with. You know, stealing. So
don't steal from mum and dad businesses, you know? But do steal from big corporations.
Oh yeah, go for gold there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm.
I mean,
is that even stealing?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's ethical guilt. That sort of thing. That's an example. And you've got non-ethical guilt. So it's kind of the opposite, obviously. It's non-ethical. It's not about your moral compass. So we're not thinking about morals and things like that. It's more you're thinking about your concerns. So you're thinking about the consequences of potentially doing something. So you may not have even done something yet. You may not have even, I don't know, maybe it's spending money. Maybe you... You're supposed to be saving your money, and instead you go and spend it, or you're about to. You know, there's always that. I think everyone gets that right. You're about to spend money, and you on something that you know you probably shouldn't be spending money on. Games. I've never done that before, and yeah, you get that feeling of, you know, guilt, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Then you hit the pay now button anyway, and before you know it, you're downloading the game and you forget all about it.
Then a couple of days later, you're like, I shouldn't have bought this.
And you feel shame. and then the last one, and I didn't even know that this was a word. Neurotic guilt.
Neurotic. You've never heard of the word neurotic.
Oh, I mean, I've never used it. I've never heard it used like with guilt. So that one was a little bit, it was a little bit different. But I kind of know, when I was reading into it, I kind of understand it. A good example there is feeling guilty for something that's not necessarily you had anything to do with. Mm-hmm. A good example is, like, you know, you're feeling, if you're a child, or just any, and if you don't really have to necessarily be a child, but if your parents go through a divorce and you feel like maybe you're part to blame for that, you feel guilty for that, where you may not have actually had anything to do with it.
It was your fault because you got a big head.
I've got a very big head. Yes. Yes. No. But that's a serious one.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm going to be honest. How many kids out there felt guilty over it?
Well, I struggled for years. Yep. Yeah, I did. I really did. And yeah, it wasn't until... it probably took me a good 8 to 10 years to get past that guilt. But I really did feel that for a good chunk of my younger life. And... yeah, it's a hard thing to work through. Mm. Yeah, it really was. Mm, especially the teenage years. It was awful.
Yeah, so. Well, my parents separated like twice before they actually got divorced. The first two times they separated, I definitely felt guilty, and I felt that it was my fault.
Mm.
Growing up, I had a pretty rough relationship with my dad, so I felt like, you know, it was my fault that, you know, I'd driven this wedge between them. But then they didn't divorce until they were older, or until I was older. And by then I was really fucking angry and unstable. I didn't give a shit. I was like,
I'm going to go dye my hair pink. Yeah. So no, it's cool. Damn. Different ways of guilt, different types of guilt. Another common term, apparently it's common. I've heard this one before. Survivor guilt.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's common as shit.
Yeah,
you know, you're in a car crash. You got five friends in the car, and you're the only one that lives, and you get survivor guilt.
Ooh, yeah, yep, absolutely.
Even if you're not driving, like, you could be the fucking person just sitting in the right seat.
Yep. Yeah. So lots of different situations.
Yep.
Hmm. Even like, I think it was reading on here, they were even saying like things like pandemics. You know, like we hadn't
really.
Yeah. So people can maybe feel survivor guilt from that. Different sort of things, but yeah, there's a lot of different things that can come under that bracket. So that's really cool. In terms of those different types, it can affect your mental health too. So that, I guess that's what we're talking about it. And you know, if we talk about that neurotic guilt, you know, that affected my mental health for a long time. And it's pretty obvious in the ways that it can do. So, you know, there's the self-worth, the self-esteem, or, you know, causing low self-esteem. And we've done a whole episode on self-esteem and self-worth as well.
Every time, so, man, every time, you know, that song.
Yeah, self-esteem, yeah. That's on the podcast playlist. I'm pretty sure. I hope it is.
It'll be.
I'll have a look tomorrow. So, you know, you can have mental health repercussions from feeling guilt. And it's something to be aware of. Because sometimes kind of don't know, or you don't feel like it's affecting your mental health as much as it potentially is. It kind of just, sometimes it can feel like it's just one of those things, like it's guilty, I feel shame. And then with guilt and shame, it's something that you really don't want to ever address or talk about or be completely open about, because there is that shame element behind it, you know, especially if that event has, you know, happened.
Yeah, I think too how guilt can affect your mental health, that it can also kind of mask how you are feeling. So, you know, you may dismiss it as, you know, I just feel guilty because this has happened, and not actually realize that you're actually depressed as shit right now, because you just think it's guilt.
Mm.
So it's a strong emotion and has the power to, yeah, definitely mask other side effects of it, because, you know, depression, guilt is a strong factor in early childhood depression.
Yes.
So, you know, keep an ear out, keep an eye out for things like that, you know, just because you feel like it's guilt doesn't necessarily mean that's the only thing that's going on right now, because chances are that you may be getting depressed with how guilty you feel. And that also needs to be addressed.
Yeah, like we always talk about, I guess, the spiral effect in mental health. Well, we have in a lot of different episodes that we've, you know, talked about many different topics. So it is something to be aware of, you know, that guilt can spiral on some other things and push some other things out of proportion. So, yeah, very important to keep track of the guilt, have a think about it. There's a few different ways from our research we've looked up. This is a fantastic source to Everyday Health, this article is on, written by a Michelle Lent Hirsch, medically revised by Seth Gillihan, and published at the end of last year, so it's pretty recent. But yeah, great stuff on here. I've even talked about ways that you can cope with guilt. The first kind of thing they talk about is asking yourself what it is that you feel guilty about, and whether or not that event that led you to feeling guilty, whether or not that was foreseeable. Now, I think that's a really important part, because if you're feeling guilty about something that's potentially not within your control, so we talk about those, like the neurotic guilt and the survivor's guilt, you know, those sort of things necessarily aren't really in your control.
Yeah.
So that's something to really think about and take on board. Not to say that those types of guilt aren't you know, viable, because they definitely are. It's just a way of thinking that you kind of go, okay, well, maybe I don't have to feel guilty about this.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely, yeah, a really good way of coping.
I think, like, it's important that when you're experiencing guilt, one thing to just keep in mind the whole fucking time is don't be so hard on yourself.
Mm.
And it kind of applies to like all types of guilt. It doesn't really matter if it's something that's out of your control, it's directly because of you. We all make mistakes, and you know, the fact that you're already feeling guilty means that you're already suffering for it, so try to be a little less hard on yourself and don't beat yourself up so much. Like, try to take it easy on yourself. Like, yeah, you experience the guilt, feel it out, and, you know, work through it, but just try to go easy on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a really good point. There's more to you than just the guilt and the mistakes. Because, like you said, everyone makes mistakes. So just try and think about that. You're not a bad person, and you shouldn't have to let that guilt consume you, because it will if you let it.
100%.
Mm. So, like, you know, after asking yourself all that and going through that, you know, did you intend for it to happen? And if it was just a mistake, you know, fair enough. Is there a way that I can move past it and realize that, you know, I make mistakes and I'm not such a bad person? What can you do to repair the situation is something that they suggest as well in this article.
Burn the bridges.
Hmm. All right, burn all the bridges.
Fuck everyone.
Go. Good, see the song.
Say that.
Oh, one of my favorite. Top five. Top five. Burn the bridges. Oh, such a good song. You would like it. I on it, like, 100%.
You're
like,
not my real dad. You can't tell me what I do and don't like.
Like, you will like it. You will actually like that song. Mm, good song. Anyway, I'll be faster. Great fucking song.
Add that one to the playlist.
No, I'm not. No, it's fine. I've got a couple of songs I'm talking about already. I've already added too much Seether recently. Next kind of part then is, you know, how can you repair the situations? Think about, you know, if you've caused someone harm, there's always a reaching out. As I said earlier, though, it's so hard to be honest about, you know, some shameful things, things that you may feel guilt about. So it's a fine line, but sometimes being honest can help, like releasing that kind of weight off your shoulders as well. And if it does go not the way that maybe you would have liked, just remember self-compassion and acknowledge that you can forgive yourself. It may take time. Like personally, one of the most memorable. I was thinking about Harry Potter. You know, the rememberable. You know, the.
Oh, you remember seen, all. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. You've seen the first film, right?
Glows red when he forgets.
Yeah. I don't know why I had that in my head when I say that. Anyway,
I was thinking of Elden Ring remembrance.
Oh,
when you kill the bosses.
Yeah. When you kill the bosses. I haven't seen that too many times.
Pretty good.
Anyway, yeah. So. Acknowledge, you know, forgive yourself, and it's gonna take time. That's where I was getting with that. And, you know, it took me almost 10 years, I think, to get over some of the worst guilt that I thought I had.
Fuck, that would have been like half your life.
Yeah, a third.
That was the joke. Mm. You're like 20.
Mm. I wish I was 20.
Yeah, right.
There's
many things I'd do differently if I could go back to when I was 20.
I know, right? Yeah. I was thinking about it the other day. Well, a lot of guys at work are around that kind of early 20 age. And, fuck, 20.
I don't know. Like, I feel like for me, I'd want to go back to when I was... I can live with a lot of mistakes early on in life, but I feel like, yeah, like 21 onwards would be a good fucking time to go back to and just fix up between like 20 to 30.
Yeah, okay. I'd probably go back further.
Yeah, see, like a lot of the things that like went wrong early on, like I live with that shit. I don't care.
I guess this is really
no, like in South Australia.
I took that the wrong way.
It's a thought, but
we got blue hair instead. I'm happy with that.
Fuck.
I'd feel so guilty. No, it's a really good example because I think I'd have to go back a little further because I think there's still a lot of stuff in like the earlier years that may feel guilty about, or, you know, maybe I could have done it differently and I wouldn't have some guilt, and I don't know. Just a thought, ties in, but I'm slowly getting over it.
Maybe like if I went back to the start of high school, instead of crying every time someone tried to fight me, I just bashed them. That may have made my life a bit better.
And you feel guilty about giving them a free pass.
Mind you, like, you know, year eight me was an absolute twig of a kid. Just highly strung. So as soon as there was conflict, I was just fucking waterworks. So.
Yeah.
Now there's not.
Well, yeah.
Now I'm highly strung and aggressive, so.
And blue.
I'm blue.
Oh, good song.
The Flume remix of it. Oh.
The Flume remix. Yeah, that's a good remix. A
fucking banger.
Yeah.
Or the.
Gosh, I listen to that song a lot.
Who's that goddamn music producer? Fucking did that song with Reba and they use that as a sample. I'm good.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking. David Guetta.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
David Guetta. Used the blue as a sample and put Reba on the track. Fucking blew up on socials.
I don't mind his stuff, hey.
Yeah, some of it's all right.
I'm trying to think of a song. I can't think of it, but there was one that I was obsessed with
for a good while there. Minaj on it.
No, not that one. I can't think of it.
Anyway, we're sidetracked. Was obsessed under music now.
Yeah, we are super sidetracked. Well, we do that. That's pretty much it. Where we're going with guilt. I was just going to say as well, like, if you are struggling, as you know, to get over the guilt or, you know, get past or cope with the guilt, try to think there may have been some other alternative or some other factors going on at the time, you know, to, because there's a lot of talk about how guilt and shame can shape a lot of our different behaviors that, you know, can weigh on your mental health as well. You know, there's a lot of, should I, shouldn't I? If I do this, you know, what are the consequences going to be? So kind of think about what was going on at the time. If you did make a mistake or, you know, you did do something that made you feel shame, made you feel guilt, maybe there were some other things going on. Maybe there were some other mental health things happening. You know, if you were feeling a little bit upset, you were feeling a little bit depressed, you go and dye your hair and then you feel guilty about it. So yeah, there could have been something else going on at the time is what we're getting to, and it's important to note.
Yeah, and also too, like, guilt can very much tie into insecurities, like what you were saying with, you know, your choices and decisions and the consequences of those. So if you feel guilty about something, there's a strong chance that that will transfer to an insecurity, and that will affect how you react in certain situations. So, you know, learning to process that guilt and address it early on before it does become an insecurity and kind of roots itself in how you do react to things is very essential and ties back to one of our most important episodes on being self-aware. So being able to reflect and address and, you know, move on from that guilt is very, very important, because guilt doesn't have to be forever. Like, just because something is, because you made a mistake or something in your life changed and you feel guilty about it, doesn't mean you have to feel guilty about it forever. Process it and then try to move on. Like, it may come back to you every now and then, but try not to let it affect your life like every day.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Really well said. Forgive yourself first. It's a first step. You can't expect others to forgive you if you haven't even, you know, forgiven yourself. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We summed that up really well. I honestly thought that was going to take a little bit longer. So, thanks for listening to Guilt. I suppose we've already started talking about music. We're going to talk about a little bit of music that I haven't listened to in a while, and I'm actually very excited to start listening to this again because I'm going to add it to the playlist. So,
okay.
Okay. You're not excited for the music chat?
I am.
No, okay, great. Well, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we're going to talk about music.
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Great to have you on board. We have been talking about Guilt.
Yes.
In the podcast. Been good. It's been a good chat about guilt and mental health, how it affects. So if you're just dropping in now, don't know why you would be, but go back and have a listen.
Let's skip the important part and go straight to the music.
Just straight to the music.
Got really good taste in music. Let's just watch that part of it.
I mean, I probably would. that's just me.
Maybe we can start doing some like little bonus episodes where we were like, you know, all those like reviews that people do on music videos and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Music reviews,
so little ones. Yeah.
That's gonna be a reel, isn't it?
Good song though, Electric Callboy.
So good.
I binged that. Ratatata.
Me too.
Good song. Yeah, great song. We talked about it. It's on the playlist. It's on the podcast playlist. Yeah, if you're going, what the fuck are these guys talking about? We're talking about a song on the playlist called Ratatata.
Electric Callboy featuring
Baby Metal. Yes.
I don't hate baby metal, eh? Like, there's so many gatekeepers in metal community. It's fucking stupid. It's like, yeah, it's not real metal. So I don't give a fuck. The people that play the instruments in baby metal are really fucking good musicians, and it's metal is shit. It does not matter if it sounds like a fucking anime theme song. I'm still going to fucking enjoy it.
That's why I like it. I'm here for it. Let's talk about some music. First and foremost, though, hey, check out our YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify, or you're listening on Amazon or Apple Music, or Audible. The list goes on. Listen notes. Audible. Check out the YouTube. We got some funky things going on there. There's a few reels. There's a few more reels that are going to go up of Christian doing some wacky stuff. Prepare yourself for that. But this. Is now where we talk about a few songs. You go first. I feel like I've gone and talked about my stuff like straight off the bat in the last few episodes, in the last couple of weeks. Fill us in.
Do you feel guilty about going first all the time?
Yeah, I do.
I feel guilty that we waste people's like an hour of their life of every their fucking life. Week.
It's probably why part one and part two of... the insecurity episode doesn't have many views because we didn't just waste 1 hour, we wasted like 2.5.
Yeah. Good episodes.
They were good episodes. If you don't want to get 2.5 hours of your life back, go and listen to those episodes. Anyway, go for it. What's this song?
So mine is
a band
that I've spoken about once before in... A very early episode, actually. Very early. What it was called now. But anyway, I know it was 1 OK Rock is the band, and the song that I did choose originally was Stand Out Fit In, which is an amazing song.
Good song.
I think it was that Self Image episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. That's it. But I was listening to them this morning, actually, and this song just jumped out at me, and I've been smashing it on repeat because it's amazing. And I've forgotten the fucking song title, what it's actually called now, so that's great. I know it's something about Long Fall, so let's just quickly look at what it's called. It is Mighty Long Fall, thank you.
Mighty Long Fall.
Mighty Very Long good. Fall. Heard a live version of it while I had a playlist going. It was just like a giant stadium tour they did, and it was just, I was just listening to it because it came on. So I was like, oh, you know, these songs are pretty catchy to play some League of Legends to. I really like hearing boppy songs while I'm getting my shit punched in. And yeah, this song came on. I was just like, oh, this is fucking good. This is real good. Nothing particularly noteworthy, I guess, to really talk about it, like lyrics wise or, you know, anything. It's just a really catchy song that I enjoyed the absolute shit of. He's got a really nice voice. The mix is really.
It does. Yeah, in that song. They're really good in that song, actually. His vocals. The drums. Produced really well. And if you go watch the YouTube video, his drum kit looks sick.
I didn't pay attention to it for once.
Yeah. No, that's just me. It's just my automatic. It's just a. I think I do it subconsciously now. If I listen to a song and just straight away, what are the drums doing? If I'm watching, you know, watching your YouTube or something like that, and they've got something of them doing it live, or, you know, kind of live shot of the band, yeah, straight away looking out for the drums.
Do you do that when you go to concerts as well? Do you just watch the drummer?
Yes. Yeah, I'm terrible for it, hey? Yeah. Yep. Straight away, just looking straight at the drummer. Yeah. I don't know. It's just a thing you do. I suppose, you know, if you're a guitarist, you do the same thing.
Yeah, I was thinking I used to do the same thing with bass players. Like, you know, I'd watch the bass player, see what gear they had too. Like, oh, yeah, what sort of bass guitars he got? Like, what amps he running? Like, what's his head? Like,
Yeah, it's just something you do. So, that's cool. Yeah. Good song. Really, yeah. I enjoyed it. Yeah, when you send it through. So, can't wait to add that to the playlist. And because I've been listening to the playlist. Just a fair bit, so it's been good to just, because we've got so many now. I have missed a fair few weeks, so I got to go back and fix a few of them up. But yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I should probably. I've got a Spotify account. I just don't use it because I use iTunes.
Yeah, right. Did you know that I can add you as a collaborator? I think I need to do that so that when I forget to add a song, you can add it.
Okay. Yeah, probably should.
I'm going to talk about a band that we've mentioned, because I think we've mentioned another band that a few of those members...
That's right, we did.
...are a part of. Yeah. So we've briefly spoken about Egypt Central.
I haven't listened to that song in ages either.
No, I haven't listened to them in a while.
We were hyped as fuck over that.
We certainly were. We talked about it. I can't remember what episode. I've forgotten the name of the band. Yeah. No, I've forgotten the name of the band. Anyway, Egypt Central, great band.
Mm.
Were, because they're not.
They are now, I think, if I remember right. So they split up. They started the other group, then they got back together, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. This song, doesn't matter.
This song came out 2021. So Let Me Out. I'm pretty sure it did. Yes, released in 2021. Let Me Out. Let Me Out. Let Me Out. You know, Rick and Morty.
No? I just don't acknowledge most of the things you say.
No, that's fine. Hopefully there's a Rick and Morty listener, a watcher out there, and they got the reference. It's fine. Anywho, Let Me Out by Egypt Central.
You choose the worst references, though. Like, you don't choose funny ones.
I don't know. That's pretty funny. It's Tiny Rick. That's a great episode. That's up there with like my top five episodes of Rick and Morty. Tiny Rick. There's Pickle Rick. Tiny Rick. There's three others that are up there, but those two are definitely up there. No? Okay, I'm just a really big fan of Rick and Morty.
I am too. I just don't think Tiny Rick... Pickle Rick was great.
Well, yeah, Pickle Rick, great. But no, Tiny Rick is a good episode.
Impressive.
That's why it's so good.
I've got enough depression in my life. I don't need to get fucking sad watching something funny that's meant to be escaping me from it.
Oh, shit. Anyway, yeah, Let Me Out by Egypt Central. Great song. I remember when I first showed you a good while ago now. Great song. It's got some awesome lyrics to it. It's not brutal, not massively brutal, but it's good. Like, there's a good mix.
You know, I was just amazed that someone else had heard of Egypt Central. When you were like, oh, I love this song, and you sent it to me, I was like, dude, I was like, you know Egypt Central? I was like, I fucking love Egypt Central.
Yeah. They got a few really good songs. They got a lot of really good songs. There's a few that I really like. I came across them driving to uni one day, a fair few years ago now.
Dude, I came across them when I was like 17.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the movie The Condemned.
Oh,
where
okay.
The prisoners get sent to the island and they got to like survive. It's like a death game.
Yes. Oh, that's got a Stone Cold in it.
Yep.
I've seen that. Yeah.
So
yeah,
at
good
the
movie.
End of that movie had Over and Under by Egypt Central, and I was like, "What is this song? This is amazing!" Like I was like, "Because dumbass didn't know you could just look at the fucking credits." And find songs that they used there. So I was like, you know, went on a real deep dive trying to find this song. Found it. And was like, fuck yeah.
Shazammed it? No, is it?
Nah, Shazam wasn't a thing when I was 17.
Oh, wasn't a thing? Yeah, okay.
Apps weren't even a fucking thing when I was 17, dude.
Yeah, okay. Well, dinosaur with blue hair.
Well, I'm going to fuck you up, Asaurus.
I haven't had one of those before, but it doesn't sound very nice. I'm going to continue talking about this song. Well, it's a great song. I'm going to add to the playlist. It's got a really good mix, I feel. Like, there's a good cleans, really good cleans. A lot of, not I wouldn't say brutal screams, but there's, you know, some screams in there as well.
He's got good screams, though.
He does have good screams.
Like, they're what I would call, like, a clean scream.
Yeah.
Tight.
They're good. I was listening to it before and I noticed that in the mix the scream actually is pushed back and to the side a little bit, which is really cool way to blend the like an actual clean vocal with a like a scream vocal. So really cool. That's a really cool part of the song. What else do I like about the song? I like the idea of how it sounds. It's very There's another
country.
Really cool song. Yeah. It's got that kind of cling about it, like that kind of, like, you know, gun-sounding Western.
Yeah, very
kind
Western
of,
feel to it.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, Western feel. So that's a really, really cool element that I think it's kind of throughout the whole song. So, cool song, great song. I don't really need to go into what it's about. I think it's really just about someone who's locked up.
Yeah,
but I haven't really dived into it. But
from what I remember, like essentially had a rough life growing up, and then he killed someone and he got locked up for it.
Yeah,
off the top of my head, like from what I remember of the lyrics, I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. And he, you know, dad disowns him and shit.
Yeah, it's all fits him.
Soul.
Fits him with the guilt.
Yeah, true.
Yes. Speaking of guilt, a guilty pleasure. Is The Reason by Hooverstank.
We've all got guilty pleasure songs.
We do all have guilty pleasure songs. Yeah, that one.
I've
that
got
one
a lot.
Came up because,
I've got a lot of like really fucking shit songs that if you looked at me, you would be like, he doesn't listen to that.
Like Unsweetened Lemonade.
That's a fucking great song. That's a guilty pleasure. That's a great song. Fuck you. That's on the playlist, isn't it? I'm sure it is.
I've been listening to it. It is a really good song. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, she's got a really good voice, and I love the folk kind of music to it. It's fucking great.
I love the lyrics. They're hilarious.
Yeah, I fucked the Reaper. My time was coming. Can't you see? I was either going to die at 12 or 90 fucking 3. Like, that's great.
Yeah, it's good. Very intelligent.
And then, like, you know, it switches over in the chorus. It's like, I didn't die at 12, so I guess I'm here till 93. Like, you know, it's that's great. I love that sort of shit.
Yeah, good songwriting.
What is like one of your guilt? I know you're gonna talk about this one, but like, what's something that's super, super guilty pleasure that you probably wouldn't admit to people that you listen to?
I'm trying to have a think now. That's probably one is the reason.
I don't think that needs to be like a super guilty pleasure.
No, maybe not necessarily a super guilty pleasure. There's probably a few Nickelback songs. You know, there's definitely a few Nickelback songs. But I can't, off the top of my head, I can't think of others.
I could think of like two off the top of my head. And one of them would be C'est La Vie by Bewitched.
Okay.
That came out when I was in primary school, I think. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope, I haven't heard that song.
It's like a bunch, it's like a girl band. It's like a bunch of Irish lasses.
Right.
You'll probably actually enjoy the fuck out of it. Like, you're going to have to listen to it after this, but it's a really good song. And Hilary Duff.
Oh, you've told me that before. Yeah, okay. Got some good songs. Yeah. They're all written by
other people, songwriters. Yeah,
so. But, great. So, always just like the Hannah Montana.
I know
someone
who... the original Hannah Montana, really.
Yes, yeah, you know, you're right, yeah. Because I know someone new who's their guilty pleasure is Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And I was saying the reason why is because the songs and how they're written and the chord progressions in them are actually
catchy,
quite good. Yeah. Ow. And they've used them or taken from them to create their own music. So yeah, pretty cool.
Anyway, tell me why you like The Reason.
Do you have to give a reason for a guilty pleasure? It's just, I don't know. It just reminds me of like, because it's about guilt or feeling guilty about, you know,
bit
doing
of nostalgia
someone
as well.
Wrong. Nostalgia. Because that song came out 14 years ago.
Oh, fuck.
So I was 13.
I was 20.
13. Fuck. Anyway, yeah, so yeah, a bit of nostalgia. But that's like the... We were doing this song a little while ago. We were trying to sing it to each other, I think. It's that song by 3OH.
Starstruck by 3OH3.
Yeah, that one's not my guilty pleasure. I think the other one... that's the other one.
Making me go.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yes. Eminem. I got a few guilty pleasure Eminem songs. Yeah, for sure.
Tell your boyfriend that if he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him.
She won't just touch me. Yeah, great, good song. I remember when that came out. A long time ago. I was like 10 when that came out. Anyway, crazy.
You were 10 when it came out, and now you're 12.
Yeah, such a long time ago. Alright, very good. Good chat. That's some good. Rattle off a fair few good songs there. I don't even know what I'm going to add to the playlist this week. I'm not going to add all of them. I'll see how I go, see how I'm feeling.
I'm going to update that. Have you added? I'm sure I spoke about White Rabbit.
Yes. Maybe.
By Egypt Central. I'm sure I spoke about it in one of our early episodes. So if you haven't added that, you need to add it.
I'll add White Rabbit. I will. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Next week, we're going to talk about. I thought you were going to chime in there.
No, I forgot.
You know, we usually do that, you know, chime in or you know, but
no,
that's
I forgot
fine.
What you said.
Oh, that's okay. You forget a lot of things that I say.
Fuck off! I'm the one that remembers most of things.
I'm feeling guilty because I'm actually stalling because I forgot as well. No. next week we're going to talk about stress.
Oh, that's right.
And penny drop. Bing, ding.
Yep.
Next week, we're going to talk about stress and some of the things it can do to you and your mental health, what it can make you do, dye your hair blue. But thank you again for listening.
That's about time you had an episode where you actually had a fucking something to say about me.
Pretty rare
for you to rip on me. It's normally the other way around.
Yeah, this is true. I'm pretty easy to rip on. That's going to come back. Yeah. Thanks for listening. See you next week. It's okay to not be okay.
See you later.